from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to the celebration of this daily televised Mass on the feast of Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. I am Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from three donors. The first is Gordon Hughes from Fredericton, New Brunswick, in memory of his wife, Dorothy Hughes, who passed away on the 20th of October, 2021. The second is Joan Sikora from Toronto, Ontario, in loving memory of her husband, Ron Sikora. The third is Marisa Garcia from Severn, Maryland. For the deceased members of the Garcia and Faust family, especially Mary Jane Faust and Mario Garcia, for the family members who have been disconnected from their faith, that they will find their way back to Jesus, for respect for life from the moment of conception to natural death, for the poor, homeless, sick, marginalized, and elderly, that they will be cared for and not abandoned. Our thanks go out to the donors for the gift of this Mass. As I said before, today we celebrate the feast of Saint Margaret Mary. She was a visitation nun. The visitation congregation was started by Saint Francis de Sales together with Saint Jane Chantal. Now, she's a saint from the 18th century, and she received a visitation from Jesus Christ on three or four different occasions, asking her to promote the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it's based on two of the things that Jesus himself said: "Come to me, all you who are overburdened and labor, and I will give you rest. Come to me because I am meek and humble of heart." Archbishop Collins, the former Archbishop of Toronto, Cardinal Collins has written a magnificent article on the Sacred Heart, the reasons for this devotion, and it's worthwhile downloading it from Google or even from the Toronto Archdiocese website. So we ask Margaret Mary to work with us, to intercede for us as we celebrate this Eucharist. You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pour out on us, O Lord, the spirit with which you so remarkably endowed Saint Margaret Mary, so that we may know that the love of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, and be filled utterly with your fullness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. What are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who without work trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. So also David speaks of the blessedness of those to whom God reckons righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one against whom the Lord will not reckon sin. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
to you, Lord, in times of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
When the crowds had gathered by thousands so that they trampled on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, nothing and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the 5th century, there was a British theologian, also called a British Roman theologian because he settled in Rome, called Pelagius. And he believed and emphasized that our salvation could be achieved by human choice. He did not believe in original sin. Needless to say, he was condemned as a heretic. He believed that with prayer, with sacrifices, with penance, we could achieve our salvation. In a word, the life, the death, the crucifixion of Jesus, the resurrection were all beautiful things, but really not necessary. And one of my professors in theology told me, most of us are semi-Pelagian. We believe that Jesus Christ has saved us, our salvation is a gift from God. But we believe that, you know, we cannot achieve salvation unless we do our part. That we pray, that we make sacrifices, that we fast, that we say the rosary, and all these other beautiful things. In one way, only half of that is true. Namely, that these help us to be open to the gift of God. About 3 years ago, I received a letter from one of the TV audience saying, 9 pages of letter written on both sides say, how dare you tell us that our prayers are not important? You mean to say that for 50 years I've been going for Mass every day saying rosary and that is of no importance? I never said that. I simply said that all those things, important as they are, as beautiful as they are, they only help us to be open to God. And even if we didn't do all that, our salvation would be granted. And we have that in the beautiful example of the parable of the vineyard and the laborers who came in at the fifth hour. And you know how they complained? These people hardly did anything, and yet you give them everything. And that is exactly the generosity of God. And we see that highlighted in the letter of Paul. And what does Paul say? Paul gives an example of Abraham. Salvation was there, given by God to everybody, even before Jesus was born in Bethlehem and died on Calvary. There were good people who were living and receiving the salvation from God. Abraham was a very good man. He was generous to the extreme. He told his nephew Lot, "You take whatever land you want, and I'll take the rest." Lot took the beautiful, fertile land on the side of the Jordan. Abraham took the rest. When Lot was captured by his enemies, Abraham risked his own life and his property to save Lot. Finally, when he won all the battles, Abraham gave a tenth, and that is from where we get our tithing, a tenth of all he had to the high priest and king Melchizedek. And that's exactly what our Christians do today. We are generous. We put in our collection. We even risk our life for the sake of others. But all of that would only make Abraham a wonderful man worthy of praise. And Paul says that did not get him salvation. What got him salvation was the fact that he trusted in God. He had all the property he wanted. He had a very comfortable life in the Ur of the Chaldees. And yet he trusted when God said, "Come into the promised land, a land that I will promise to you, a land that will make you rich." And Abraham could say, "Look, I'm already rich. Why do I have to do that?" But Abraham trusted in the Lord. And that faith is the faith that got his salvation. And that is why he is called our father in faith, not only by the Jews, but also by the Christians and also by the Muslims, because he made that decision to trust in the Lord. And that same trust in the Lord is what we hear in our gospel today. Jesus tells us to beware of the yeast of the scribes and the Pharisees. In a way, the whole of that gospel comes encapsulated in that last phrase, "Be not afraid, trust in the Lord." What happened to the scribes and the Pharisees? The scribes and the Pharisees were people who said, "Jesus is only trapping you by all these things that he's telling you." When they themselves were caught in their own trap, they were caught in this mindset of theirs of that the Torah has to be obeyed in this way, the covenant, this is the covenant, this are the tradition. They had that mindset that trapped them to such an extent that they did not know how far they could go on a Sabbath day, what work they could go on a Sabbath day. Another thing was, they never came up to Jesus and spoke to Jesus. They sat on the outside. They looked in to see whatever fault they could find, wherever they could trap Jesus. They were not involved on a day-to-day basis with Jesus Christ. They sent people to find out where they could trap Jesus. And they were filled with anger and with rage. And how did they mask this anger and rage? They were angry and on the glory of God. How dare you do these things? How dare you desecrate us, our sanctuaries? How dare you come on the Sabbath day? Actually, they were full of anger. They couldn't care less what we did on the Sabbath. And that is why Jesus had to say, beware of the scribes and Pharisees. Do not let them contaminate you. Be not afraid. Look at what really you have, the gift of God given freely and to everybody. God bless you all. Let us pray together for our needs and intentions. We pray for all those in our daily televised Mass intention book, for them and for their good health and peace of mind, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During this season of thanksgiving, we thank God for all the blessings that we have been given. We ask for continued blessings on ourselves, our neighbors, and on our country. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sponsors who have so generously sponsored this Mass, that has been of benefit not only to here in Canada and the States, but all across the world. For the peace and joy that this Mass brings, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, receive our prayers that we make through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
As we proclaim your wonders, O Lord, in the Virgin Blessed Saint Mary Margaret, we humbly implore your majesty that as her merits are pleasing to you, so too our dutiful service may find favor in your sight. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the saints who have consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, it is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence by which you call human nature back to its original holiness and bring it to experience on earth the gifts that you promise in the new world to come. And so with the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven. heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, bishops across Canada, all the clergy, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Margaret Mary, and all your saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share with one another a sign of this peace and friendship.
Of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us all to everlasting life. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Renewed by partaking of this divine gift, we pray, O Lord, that by the example of Saint Margaret Mary, bearing in our body the death of Christ, we may strive to hold fast to you alone. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.